I wish Isadora were here, Quigley said. She could tell us what that poem means. Even the weariest river winds somewhere safe to see, Violet repeated. Do you think that refers to the last safe place?
I don't know, Klaus said. I couldn't find anything else that would help us.
What about the lemon juice? Violet asked. And the pickle?
Klaus shook his head, although his sister could scarcely see him in the dark.
There might be more to the message, he said, but it's all gone up in smoke. I couldn't find anything more in the library that seemed helpful.
Violet took the scrap of paper from her brother and looked at the quatrain.
There's something very faint here, she said. Something written in pencil, but it's too faint to read.
Quigley reached into his backpack.
I forgot. We have two flashlights, he said, and shone a second light onto the paper.
Sure enough, there was one word written very faintly in pencil beside the last four lines of the poem's 11th stanza. Violet, Klaus, and Quigley leaned in as far as they could to see what it was. The night winds rustled the fragile paper and made the children shiver, shaking the flashlights. But at last the light shone on the quatrain, and they could see what word was there.
Sugar bowl,
they said in unison, and looked at one another.
What could that mean? Klaus asked.
Violet sighed.
When we were hiding underneath the car, she said to Quigley, one of those villains said something about searching for a sugar bowl, remember?
Quigley nodded and took out his purple notebook.
Jacques Snicket mentioned a sugar bowl once, he said, when we were in Dr. Montgomery's library. He said it was very important to find it. I wrote it down on the top of a page in my commonplace book, so I could add any information I learned about its whereabouts.
He held up the page, so the two Baudelaires could see that it was blank.
I never learned anything more, he said.
Klaus sighed.
Ah, it seems that the more we learn, the more mysteries we find. We reached VFD headquarters and decoded a message, and all we know is that there's one last safe place, and volunteers are gathering there on Thursday. That might be enough, Violet said, if Sunny finds out where the safe place is. But how are we going to get Sunny away from Count Olaf? Klaus asked.
With your fork-assisted climbing shoes, Quigley said.
We can climb up there again and sneak away with Sunny.
Violet shook her head.
The moment they noticed Sunny was gone, she said, they would find us. From Mount Fraught they can see everything and everyone for miles and miles, and we are hopelessly outnumbered.
That's true, Quigley admitted.
There are 10 villains up there, and only 4 of us. Then how are we going to rescue her?
Olaf has someone we love, Klaus said thoughtfully.
If we had something he loves, we could trade it for Sunny's return. What does Count Olaf love?
Money, Violet said.
Fire, Quigley said.
We don't have any money, Klaus said, and Olaf won't trade Sunny for a fire.
There must be something he really loves, something that makes him happy, and would make him very unhappy if it were taken away.
Violet and Quigley looked at one another and smiled.
Count Olaf loves Esme Squalla, Violet said. If we were holding Esme prisoner, we could arrange a trade.
That's true, Klaus said, but we're not holding Esme prisoner.
We could take her prisoner, Quigley said.
And everyone was quiet.